Well, we have now reached the final stage of the first part of this Free Yourself from Wine online course. You have just freed yourself from alcohol, and that's just great. Congratulations, the best decision in life. I promise that no one has ever regretted getting sober. It really is a great thing. You get to start a new life for once and for real, one that you may have started many times before. This section gives you more tools to make sure you stick to your decision. The previous section already covered this point. Self-discipline is not the solution. The solution is the strong decision and never questioning it. But we all have our own reasons why we want to be free from alcohol. The number one reason for you to quit alcohol, that's where you get that strength from. For myself, it was my daughter. I didn't want her to ever see me drunk. The thought of her never seeing me drunk brings me great joy. She can always count on me, for example, that I can always pick her up if there's an emergency and I'm always sober and able to drive. That thought gave me strength. Now you must find the thing and the idea that gives you so much strength that you can overcome the weak moments. When you find it, write it down and keep it clear in your mind. And of course, there are also medicines that prevent alcohol consumption. Some people get a prescription from a doctor and use it until they believe they can stay alcohol-free without it. At the end of this first section, you will build yourself more antidotes to alcohol cravings. You will get 7 more incentives to anchor your final decision. Let's say goodbye to alcohol. When you now quit alcohol, be prepared to miss it like an old friend. The difficult moments and the longing for alcohol will diminish and fade the longer you go without drinking. During the first few months, you may experience them many times. Every time you experience something or a situation for the first time sober, where you have always used alcohol before, you will be struck by nostalgia and longing. You may also experience a very physical craving for alcohol. That's why it's a good idea to start by taking it one day at a time. So, when the first weekend comes, when you used to drink alcohol and now you don't, live through that weekend sober, and the next weekend will be easier. Every time you go through a certain phase sober, such as annual celebrations, holidays, vacations, Christmas, New Year's, etc., every time you get stronger. When you stick to your decision and experience sober, all the situations you are used to associating with alcohol, you will have new memories and experiences. And the next time, if at all, the yearning doesn't hit you so hard. I found that after a year of sobriety and going through all the festivities and events associated with the season, the next year it was normal to spend them alcohol-free. In fact, the hardest moment for me was a trip to the cottage with my mum, because there were so many nice memories associated with the cottage. But even that melancholy eased when I spent the evening and enjoyed a sauna without beer at the cottage. The following year, it was quite normal to have parties and trips to the cottage without alcohol, and I no longer felt nostalgic. To help you get back to enjoying your new life to the full as quickly as possible, you could speed up the grieving process by holding a funeral for alcohol. I didn't hold a funeral for alcohol because I was so ready to leave alcohol. I had made that decision to quit for so long, but I did hold a funeral for tobacco in due course, and that helped. I buried the cigarette pack, lit a candle, and wrote a farewell letter to the tobacco, telling it that our friendship had come to an end and why we had to part. I smoked the last cigarette and buried the cigarette case in the ground. Then I held a small funeral and ditched the cigarette at that moment. After that, I never smoked again. This can also work with alcohol. I know people who have buried their last bottle of wine. Then when you have said your last goodbyes to alcohol, turn your thoughts to the future and start actively psyching yourself, brainwashing, or reprogramming your thoughts. It works so that you never think that you shouldn't drink. You think you don't have to. Whenever a difficult moment comes, remind yourself that you no longer need alcohol. You don't need to drink anymore. You are free. It may seem silly at first, and you may not believe what you are telling yourself. But if you repeat it often enough and long enough, it will sink into your subconscious, and then it will start to work. It's a funny thing how the brain works. As your body and nervous system begin to recover, fatigue sets in. The fatigue can be very intense and can last up to 3 months. But it will go away, I promise. Then you'll find you're happier than ever. I have experienced this. And sobriety's clients say the same. So you should be prepared for fatigue and the fact that it can feel like you can't do anything. You just want to sleep. Let yourself rest and recover. So, the antidotes for the weak moments. Of course, one antidote is the list you made earlier. When you start to miss alcohol, remember the most horrible memory that alcohol has caused you. And then, as a counterbalance, think and dream about all the wonderful things you'll gain when you're no longer drinking. Visualize yourself sober. See yourself free and strong. Remind yourself that the weak moments are normal parts of the change and will pass. You will not always miss alcohol. You will really be free. And you won't be thinking, oh, how I wish I could still drink alcohol. You will enjoy life and it will be normal for you to be sober. But if you feel that you can't break the drinking habit by force of will, that you've tried so many times and then succumbed anyway, and you're terrified, then there's no shame in going to the doctor for antabuse prescription. You can use antabuse until you feel ready to continue living a sober life without it. Antabuse is bad for your liver, but hardly as bad as alcohol. So your doctor will first measure your liver values before giving you a prescription. On the other hand, I know that there are unpleasant images associated with the use of the antabuse. People think it's only for alcoholics on the wane, but nowadays we know that it's a perfectly adequate tool to get you started. So many people use it and get help from it. Then there are these 7 additional incentives. 1. Do your brain exercise, your self-brainwashing. Whenever you find yourself beginning to question your decision and find yourself grieving that you can no longer drink, correct your inner voice and say that you don't need alcohol, you don't need to drink, you are free. 2. Read inspiring peer stories. You can find them in the Soberisti community on the Soberisti website, in Sober Books, online and in the library. You will also receive book tips and links from me in support messages. 3. Take advantage of the Soberisti app and its community platform. When I stopped drinking, there was no such like-minded group, just AA and the 12 steps. And I didn't feel that they spoke to me. They didn't resonate. I would rather have kept drinking than gone to an AA meeting. Fortunately, in the years that Soberisti has been around, this kind of thinking has taken off in the world, and there are a lot of us. Take advantage of it and network. Find new friends who you feel comfortable with and who will accept your decision and encourage you in it. Don't spend time with people who have a problem with alcohol themselves and who don't want you to stop either. And then 4. See if it would help to listen to music that lifts your spirits but doesn't trigger the craving for alcohol. For me at least, during my first few years sober, I couldn't listen to certain music without feeling a bit depressed. They were songs that were strongly associated with the times when I drank alcohol, but nowadays I can listen to them without feeling depressed. I can even enjoy those songs again. But my first sober years, I listened to only luminous music, chamber music, classical music, 50s jazz, and now I love the Downton Abbey soundtrack. Find music that makes you feel good. 5. Replace alcohol with good-tasting non-alcoholic alternatives. So when the weekend comes and you're going to the sauna or to a party, take a cold, non-alcoholic beer with you. There's plenty to choose from these days, and the non-alcoholic ones taste great. Personally, I liked non-alcoholic beer better than alcoholic beer back when I was drinking alcohol. Non-alcoholic alternatives have come a long way. There are also really good non-alcoholic wines. There weren't when I gave up, but there are now, including non-alcoholic sparkling wines that you wouldn't necessarily know didn't have alcohol in them. 6. You can also flavor the water yourself. Add lemon or orange wedges to the jug. Sometimes I flavor the water with mint or ginger, and in the summer I make a big bowl of non-alcoholic mojito. 7. Treat yourself, because you've made a big decision and started the recovery process. Your body and mind need rest now, recovery. You must have a lot of sleep debt stored up, because alcohol prevents recovery and deep sleep. Listen to your body, rest, go outside, take a sauna or bath, treat yourself and be kind to yourself. Let yourself rest with a good conscience. So, now you've made the big decision and anchored it and freed yourself from alcohol. In the next section, we'll create new routines and learn self-compassion. Until then, cheers.